This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What happens first? Kelce and Swift announce engagement, or we know where the stadiums will be?
Oh, the stadiums.
No way.
Yeah, because I think that's coming sooner rather than later. I think we'll know the stadiums by the time we go to St. Joe for both teams.
Way to set the city on fire yesterday.
Yeah, I don't really care. It's funny to watch people go back and forth on Twitter and me just kind of ignore the whole thing.
I did have a fun, like, 5 minutes after the garage, like, watching, like, reading the comments. One of them was, "You really think Mahomes and Andy Reid will be here in 2031? I was like, do you realize that's 5 years from now? Mahomes will be 33, 34, and Andy Reid will probably be in his last year coaching. So, yeah, they'll still be here.
I think they're trying to time the stadium to make sure that, you know, they capitalize on what's going on right now.
I mean,
so that's why time is of the essence in all of this. But, like, when
Peyton did play a few years at Lucas Oil.
Yeah, he did. And he played a few years at Empower Field at Mile High with no head. But, you know, he played. He was there. It'll be interesting. No, I think the stadium absolutely gets resolved before we know about Taylor and Travis. But who knows? I mean, Taylor and Travis may announce something sooner rather than later, too. He could play that whole year last year knowing that he's engaged and the whole world knowing that they're engaged. Or they just wait and, you know, don't tell anybody and they just end up getting married, which is kind of what I would do, right?
Too hard to do that.
Is it?
I think they're two biggest celebrities to where you can't. Because, like, they'll...
Are they the biggest celebrity power couple on Earth right now? It has to be, right?
As of right now, yes.
Bigger than J-Lo?
Oh, J-Lo's so 2000 and late.
Like, she's married to
J-Lo and,
J-Lo and Glenn Hoffman. I don't know.
No, they got divorced again for a second time.
But I was talking to my wife, like, Ben Affleck has been with two, like, J-Los. There's been two Bennifers in his life.
Jennifer Garner,
that woman who schleps the credit card on TV, that farmer lady, like he was, I guess he dated her. I didn't know he dated the farmer lady.
And Jennifer Garner can eat crackers in my bed.
So he had that Bennifer, and then he had another Bennifer, like
whatever.
That's crazy, right?
He left the wrong one twice.
So what were we talking about?
Travis and Taylor.
Speaking
of weddings.
So the state, you said I lit the city on fire, whatever it was yesterday. Mm. I opened my Twitter, like almost Andy Reid is fighting with people. I mean, that's where I put it away. I'm like, all right, he's getting involved right now.
I also saw one that was like, for those of you in Jackson County that voted no on this, F you, middle finger emoji.
I mean, that's what it was. I mean, people are acting like Jackson County didn't have a chance to keep this thing. They did. They said no. And so now it's open for business. It's pretty simple. It's not that hard to figure out.
Somebody that I went through says Jay-Z, Beyonce. I don't know. That's probably the next closest one, if not on the same playing field.
But more people know who Jay-Z is than Travis, or not now.
A$AP Rocky and Rihanna. Kansas City.
Yeah.
Max having some issues today. He has some bad guts.
Oh, is he?
Somebody on the text line said, "Church's chicken catered my wedding. 250 pieces of chicken, 100 biscuits, $175.
Is that enough food?
And then he said his grandmother made the sides. I mean, 250 pieces of chicken.
And 100 biscuits for $175?
Sign me up.
That's living large, man. That's a hell of a deal.
And then to the credibility of the Texans sign, the logo of Patrick Mahomes was on the field, and then I knew they were on the uniforms. I just didn't know if they were on the field.
Oh, so it's like the Jumpman thing.
Yeah. Except it's Patty. So anyways, right. You had a conversation with Binkley about Brett Veach and the draft and everything?
Well, I had a conversation about Binkley yesterday because I was driving around, and I was thinking about like this quarterback situation. All of them suck. Let's call it what it is. I mean, there's not a quarterback in this draft that's worth drafting, right? And I saw a story from Mel Kiper yesterday. And he was talking about Shador Sanders. And he's like, a lot of teams aren't looking for Shador Sanders. Like, he's probably going to go 15 to 30 now is what Mel Kiper said.
What?
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. 15 to 30, Mel Kiper said that's the style of quarterback where he should be picked
is
15 to 30, right? I don't think Shador Sanders is going to be a good NFL quarterback. I don't know enough
Maybe
about
not,
Cam
but
Ward.
He's not going to go 15 to 30.
But he should. That's the problem. This is why general managers get fired all the time, right? Because they make these stupid picks at quarterback like Josh Rosen. And whatnot, right? Like, there's some bad selections at quarterback. Just because the internet says and his name is Shador Sanders doesn't mean you should draft him if you don't think he's going to be good. Like, you can't feel that peer pressure that's out there, which is, I mean, it is. I mean, people talk about quarterbacks all the time. The peer pressure's out there. Fan bases get enraged. You got to get a quarterback, and then you draft the guy that sucks, right? I don't know enough about Cam Ward. I did see a mock draft where the Giants trade up to one to get Cam Ward. I don't know if that's worth it or not. So anyway, so I asked Binkley, I said, when was the last time you remember a draft not having a legit quarterback immediately? You know how long it took him to respond?
10 seconds.
If that, 2022. And I said, oh, okay, 2022. Okay, all right. So I kind of look back at that draft where I think Desmond Ridder maybe.
Is that the Justin Jefferson draft? No, he was 2020. He was 2020.
I don't remember. No, it wasn't Justin Jefferson.
No, because he was like the COVID year. Because like Jamar Chase waited a year to come out of into the draft. So it would have been like Jefferson would have been like 2019.
Yeah, so like Trayvon Walker was the number one pick that year. Okay. And then Aiden Hutchinson went number two. And then Derek Stingley Jr. went number three. Ahmad Gardner, which is now known as Sauce, he went four. Kayvon Thibodeau went five to the Giants. And the Giants came back at seven and took Evan Neal. Those are your two top 10 picks. You wonder why you stink. Drake London.
Thibodeau's a good pick.
Garrett Wilson.
Mm. Offensive player of the year that year.
Yeah.
These quarterbacks are terrible.
I mean, look at the quarterbacks in this draft, right? Like Kenny Pickett was the top quarterback taken in that draft. So that's kind of where we are on this same type of level of there's just not a lot of good quarterbacks. Also, too, look at that first round. How many of those players are really legit first round players in that 2022 NFL draft, right?
Hutchinson, Thibodeau, they were in there.
Kayvon Thibodeau is not good. Okay. He is not good.
He's not that good.
He is not good.
For that draft stock, especially.
Five overall, he's a bust. There's no question. Yeah. He's an absolute
Dorsey.
Bust. Probably. Probably. In that standpoint. Like, I don't care that he, you know, takes on two defenders, like, make plays, right? Garrett Wilson's a nice player in that draft. You take him, right? And he's on the trade market right now.
I'd take him, yeah.
Would you take Chris Olave right now?
I think so.
Chris Olave, 11th overall to the Saints.
Out of Ohio State.
It's a little high.
It's a little high. Jameson Williams, you know, running back, nice player. Can't stay on the field. And you continue to work your way down this list. And then all of a sudden you start to realize, like, this is a crap draft. Yet we got Trent McDuffie and George Karlaftis out of this draft.
Yeah, like
two
in the 20s and
21 was Trent McDuffie and 30 was George Karlaftis. Listen to the players taken between Trent McDuffie and George Karlaftis in this draft. Quay Walker from Georgia goes after Trent McDuffie.
Clay Walker, the country music star.
Yep.
I can make a living out of loving
you. Elam goes to Buffalo.
Jason.
Tyler Smith goes to
that's not a real person.
Dallas.
Never heard of him.
Tyler Lindenbaum goes to Baltimore. Jermaine Johnson II goes to the Jets. Devin Lloyd, you get where I'm going. There's nobody picked between Karlaftis and McDuffie that's even worth discussing and having a conversation about. That 2022 draft was so bad in the first round, and we got Trent McDuffie and George Karlaftis out of that draft. Like, if that just doesn't tell you how freaking unbelievable Brett Veach is at drafting, and we're getting ready to go, obviously, into the draft. The combine is taking place in Indianapolis this week, if you haven't heard. You start thinking about it. Brett Veach led a masterclass in that 2022 draft. Other than like Aiden Hutchinson and Garrett Wilson, Brett Veach hit a freaking home run. He wouldn't have the opportunity to draft them. They were picked way ahead. That 2022 draft is hot garbage, and we got two cornerstone stars out of that. Trent McDuffie, one of the best, if not the best, lockdown corners in the NFL right now. And George Karlaftis, basically the sack leader in the postseason for the Kansas City Chiefs. Unbelievable to me, man. Tip of the cap to Brett Veach. And that's why you go into these drafts and you think, oh, my God, I don't know what they're going to do. Trust this gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Trust this gentleman. He took the only two really great players after the first five and turned them into unbelievable performers here in Kansas City. It's wild to me.
I mean, I don't know where this team would be without those two guys. Certainly not back-to-back Super Bowl champions, close to that three-peat. I mean, right? those two have been essential to where, and it's that whole 22 draft, and I'm sure you know that, Bob, but I mean, it's like five or six starters. I mean, every pick was a guy who got Joshua Williams, yeah. Watson, all these guys coming huge for the Chiefs, and Veach just does it, whether it's the fourth round, last pick of the first round, trade down, trade up, what, no matter what position, he seems to find the talent. They're going to need that again this season.
Well, yeah, they are. They're going to need a good draft this year. There's no question. But, like, based on this, why wouldn't you think they're going to have a good draft, right? Like that's where you kind of need to be mindset-wise. In a draft where there was hardly anybody worthwhile of picking in the first round, Brett Veach not only selected a guy, he selected two stars, two every down players, two big time players for your organization. And the rest of that first round, you know, outside of Aiden Hutchinson and maybe Garrett Wilson, maybe Chris Olave, man, there was nobody else. And we got two stars out of that draft. That just tells me everything you need to know. And then it goes back to the coaching, too. You got Andy Reid, the coaching staff, coach these guys up, the veteran leadership. Like, it's all just such a well-oiled machine right now. So that's why I was talking to Binkley about that, because I was like, there's no quarterbacks in this draft. Do not feel peer pressure to draft Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward because people are telling you to on the internet, you know?
And now Jackson Dart, too. There's peer pressure there, too. They're all,
right. A lot of Jackson Dart peer pressure coming up right now. Because, God, you need a quarterback in this league. But you know what you don't need? You don't need to waste a draft pick on a bad quarterback. Just because there's a quarterback there that Mel Kiper says should go number one, or Todd McShay, or whoever says should go number one, doesn't mean they should go number one. Be convicted about who you're going to pick in these drafts, and just take the best available player, and you'll eventually get to where you need to go with your roster, man. Two teams are going to draft quarterbacks, and they're going to be back at the drawing board in 3 years.
Do you think there's something to be said about maybe a pro to drafting late in the first round? Because all of the, you know, overthinking and the, you know, galaxy braining has already happened, and now it's like, okay, I'm going to just take best players available. All you guys made your mistakes. Here's George. Here's Trent McDuffie. Don't know how they fell to me, but I love them. Here they are.
Yeah, I think there's a lot less pressure, right? You have one of those top 10, 15 picks, and you're a quarterback-lacking team. You better pick that right quarterback.
Yes.
You better pick that guy that the fans are going to cheer for on draft night.
Or if you're the Jags and you just suck, and you're like, oh, we need this pass rusher, and then you pick the wrong one.
Right.
You know, Aiden Hutchinson was the guy. We all thought it. They galaxy brained themselves. Walker sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. I think the more impressive thing about Brett Veach is that, like, he drafts for a situational problem that he immediately fixes. Like, you didn't have any sort of pressure to get towards quarterbacks, because that's why Joe Burrow was able to carve you up in that second half. You couldn't sack Joe Burrow. You drafted George Karlaftis, and you immediately got a guy that could allow pressure. I'm not saying that George Karlaftis is the world's greatest defensive end, but he gives you something.
You can rely on that guy every down.
And then McDuffie, you know that you're going to be going against good quarterbacks in the AFC. Burrow, Allen, Lamar, those type of guys. Herbert, they're good quarterbacks in the AFC. Probably the better ones are on that side of the fence. And you need somebody that's going to be able to lock down those wide receivers those quarterbacks throw to. You don't want to get beat by Jamar Chase. You don't want to get beat at the time by, like, Stephon Diggs or anybody else that's on those teams that nowadays is Zay Flowers. Mm-hmm. And if you have a guy like Trent McDuffie, which you have also at the time, you had a guy like Legarius Sneed that you knew was going to get a huge contract. So then you move on, and that's the way it goes. And again, look, he's not going to nail it every pick, but when you have nailed it more often than not, you can take these people that are like, what about Felix and Kingsley?
You want to point out two, like, guys that he failed on, like, instead of the list of guys, like, that he hit on? I mean, come on.
I think Brian Cook is okay. I don't think he's great, but I think he's okay. I think that Karlaftis has been good. I think Leo Chenal's been good. I think that McDuffie's been fantastic. I think that Xavier Worthy, Rasheed Rice, you look at guys like that.
Trey Smith in the sixth round is going to get a bag this offseason. Bolton's been a great pick.
Great pick.
You got Creed Humphrey as well in drafts. You got a lot of these players that are, you know, and let's give Felix a little bit of time. Like, you cannot sit here and say, like,
yeah, it wasn't as great. It was a bad pick. But you can also say that his name got brought up a lot more often than you thought maybe this past year.
This year, I thought he found his role this year. And he may find an even bigger role if Charles Omenihu isn't coming back next season, right?
I mean, and it's year three. It's like, hey, man, yeah. This is where you either make it or you're broke in the NFL.
Right.
Either you're going to be on this team or you're not going to be on anybody's team.
Because after, I think it's after year three, they have to tell you if they're picking up that fifth year option,
yeah,
right?
So.
Right.
Yeah.
So you'll know after this season where they are with Felix and Udike Uzama. But I think you give the kid an opportunity. He came into a situation, didn't need to really play last year. I thought played a lot this year. I heard his name a lot this year. I don't know what the expectation level is. If the expectation is double-digit sacks, that's a fallacy. That's a bad expectation to have because there's not many guys that get double-digit sacks in the NFL on a yearly basis anymore. It's very, very hard to do. I think maybe 10, you know, guys will get you double-digit sacks in the NFL on a yearly basis. It's just a very unrealistic number. And so my goals are, does this team have what it takes to win a Super Bowl every year? And if they're in the Super Bowl and they're contending for a Super Bowl every year, the draft picks are just fine. If you're complaining about Kingsley, I mean...
Now it's Sky Moore, too. So that's another one.
Okay, go find a different hobby then. Maybe the Chiefs aren't the team that you need to be rooting for. Pick up the Browns.
Also, Kingsley barely played at all this season. They're going to move him to guard, and he could end up being a great
he may
guard.
End up being a great guard.
Great guard
he
for
may,
this team.
He may just slide into where Trey Smith is leaving.
Isaiah Pacheco didn't play enough this year for a seventh-round
yeah,
pick.
Yeah, exactly.
Guy broke his leg. Right?
He didn't play enough. It's a bust. Yeah,
okay.
It's a bust. Yeah.
Did that come in on the text line?
No, I'm just going to start leaning into it.
I was going to say, seriously, though, if you're waking up in the morning and you're mad about Sky Moore and Kingsley Suamataia, go back to bed.
Yeah.
I mean, we just or go root for the Browns.
Yeah. But it is funny to look at the quarterbacks going into the draft. I thought, maybe I'm wrong. Is Dylan Raiola just not that great?
Well, he's only a freshman,
yeah,
right?
He
can't come out.
But I mean, again, like they were showing all the top. We're going up the top quarterbacks
next season.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Is he allowed to come out next season?
I don't know. He's 15th on the guy's ranking. 15th as a sophomore.
Interesting.
That's why I'm asking. Hello?
Yeah, I thought Dylan was good.
McFly.
Yeah. If he didn't look like Mahomes, would anybody know who he is?
Yeah, he's a high recruit. He's a five-star recruit.
I know.
High
I know more about Dylan Raiola than I do. What's this kid's name?
That is Dylan Raiola.
Oh yeah. What's the father's name?
His father's name.
No, it's his uncle, Dominic Raiola.
Yes. Yes.
I remember him playing at Nebraska. Or I think it was Nebraska.
Nebraska. Yep. Yeah. And had a second on the Chiefs, or am I wrong about that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember that. You have to look that up. Yeah. I don't know. But, you know, this whole Dylan Raiola thing, like if he didn't look like Mahomes, I wouldn't know who he was. Good job out of him marketing himself.
Yeah. So we got a notification on Twitter from Welcome to the Bobby, or I don't know, something experience. And it says, whoever had 250 pieces of chicken from Church's Chickens for $175, I know it wasn't a black wedding. I would have had minimum 750 pieces for $525. Holla. I don't know what I'd get catered at my wedding. But I was just wondering, because we were looking at this guy's list of the top quarterbacks of 2025. And obviously Arch Manning's at the top.
26.
Oh, yeah, 2026.
Yeah. Which is weird. My 26 top 10 college football. We're going into 2020.
Well, he's talking about the draft
okay.
For next season. Yes, extremely early. Yeah.
Yeah, and they had Raiola at 15.
I just see 10. I don't even see 15.
Oh, the reply. Does he go?
No, if you click on his name.
Oh, okay.
And then like scroll down barely. It says a lot of people are asking me who was next on my list. So here you go.
Gotcha. Okay.
And if you go to that, like, number 11 is DJ Lagway, John Mateer. I don't know who that is. Avery Johnson at 13 from K-State.
The basketball player?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Making a comeback.
Luke Altmyer at 14, then Dylan Raiola at 15. And then Jalen Daniels at 16th out of KU.
Yeah. Out of KU, huh?
Avery Johnson a little low, too, I feel like.
That's just his opinion.
Yeah, of course.
but the big story is there's nobody again coming out next year from a quarterback standpoint. I mean, that's why if you're the Giants or you're Tennessee or whoever, give up your first round pick to the Rams for Matthew Stafford. I saw a trade proposal that Pittsburgh was going to give up like their second and third. Again, just a fake proposal. Second and third for Matthew Stafford. I'd do that in a heartbeat if I was Pittsburgh. But if I'm the Giants, I'm saying I'll give you number 3 overall right now for Matthew Stafford. That's what they need. There's nobody at number 3 that's going to make the Giants better than what Matthew Stafford is going to make them.
So they need a 35-year-old quarterback? They're going to make $40 million?
They don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, but I would say go find you know, Sam Darnold or a name of that ilk that you can pay $20 to $30 million.
You can't do that when you have a team that has everything on the line and coaching wise. Yeah, like, this is like, hey, like, we want this guy. We gave him a chance. Like, he has to get it right. Cause, like, if he fails,
Daboll's gone.
Yes, he's gone.
Yeah, so is the general manager. The whole thing.
Which means the whole thing turns on its ass.
Well, they don't
and
need
they
to win
restart.
The Super Bowl.
No, but they need to be relevant.
They need to be relevant. They need to be
good. They can't go 4-12.
No, they can do that with Sam Darnold and build up this roster. Paying Matthew, a 36-year-old quarterback, $40 to $50 million a year is not going to help
you.
Yeah,
Matthew wants way too much money.
He wants way too
much. Like, I'm starting to kind of lose a little bit of, like, belief that Matthew Stafford is who I thought he was.
Who did you think he was?
I thought he was just a guy that loved the game.
Football.
That played I thought he was a football guy.
Gotcha.
And he's clearly, he wants $40 million at 36. 50.
Yeah.
And this is what's weird to me. It's like.
Last chance to cash in.
But he's already made $340 million.
Yeah, talk to anybody, man. It's just, they just want
but like,
more,
let
more,
me
more.
Have a conversation real quick out loud, okay?
Yeah.
Please. I thought Matthew Stafford at this point in his career was like, you know what? I just want to write it out, collect my checks, and go. Not want, like, I want Patrick Mahomes' money. I've already won a Super Bowl. I'm already a Hall of Famer. I live in L.A. Like, I kind of just think Matthew Stafford might be a bag. In all honesty. Like, what else are you playing for? Like, why you made 300 plus million, and you want top near money at 36?
Yeah, I don't have no problem. You go try to get whatever you can get and then see where the chips fall. If you don't ask for that kind of money, you'll never get it. And there are desperate teams in the NFL that will pay. The Giants are a desperate team. They may be the most desperate team in the NFL right now. I mean, they're an embarrassment as a franchise,
that's
right?
Fair.
Like, they are, and their coach is hanging on by a thread. Their GM's hanging on by a thread. Quite frankly, ownership's hanging on by a thread in New York right now. You're starting to get fan revolts. People are flying planes. They're not selling tickets. You got to move the needle in New York. Sam Darnold does not move the needle for Giant fans. I can promise you that. He played for the Jets and saw ghosts. You're never going to get past that. The Giants need to go out and be bold. And there's nobody that they can, unless Carter from Penn State falls, there's nobody that they can get at number three that is going to make that team better than what Matthew Stafford can make that team. And do you have to pay a premium for a quarterback? You're right. When you have failed as much as they have a quarterback, the bill eventually comes due. You're effed. So now you got to go out there and spend the money. You got to go out there and overpay, and you got to pay a premium to fix that position, because until they fix that position, none of it matters, and they're not going to win.
It's a great text. It says, if Kirk Cousins is getting $40 million off Achilles, I'm Stafford. I'm asking for $60 million.
Hell yeah.
It's fair.
Yeah, and what did you say? He's 35 years old. What, Brady played at least 40? Manning close to 40? I mean, these guys now can play a long, long time. And so if you're the Giants, it's desperation mode, and desperation mode. What happens when desperation? You throw money at stuff to fix the problem.
37.
So you play to your 40. Give him a three-year deal. You play to your 40, and then you try to draft somebody.
Did Peyton really play till he was 40, or was like 38 and a half?
Well, yeah. Are you talking about his head, or are you talking about his body, or altogether, you know, because that last year was not.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, that whole year and a half, like, after the season before it was over, it was like he came out in, like, training camp and didn't throw the ball. His shoulder was wrecked, and he was getting paid a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, whatever. You know what? Go to the
Raiders. Has Matthew Stafford had any injuries right now?
Right now? He was hurt 2 years ago.
But he's pretty healthy.
But he had the Tommy John.
Yeah.
Because him and Clayton Kershaw are like best friends.
I heard that. And Tony Gonzalez played basketball.
And Clayton Kershaw told him not to get the surgery. He said he shouldn't get the surgery. So Matthew Stafford either didn't or like did it a different way. Like he did it where like you don't get the.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
The baseball sort of surgery for Tommy John. He did some sort of like physical training for it. And then that's why, like last year when he started to come back towards the end, it was starting to click because his arm was back to being better.
So. Yeah, whatever. You know, but still, it's better than what you have because right now you have nothing on your roster at the quarterback position. So, I mean, it sucks, but that's the, you know, that's why you got to be like Brett Veach and draft the right guy and hit a home run with your quarterback.
So 0% chance of convincing you on Cam Ward. We got a month, so maybe
I don't know enough about Cam Ward right now.
That's my guy.
Yeah, why? Tell me why. Well,
Let's wait.
Coming up on the other side, we'll get into the hot corner. Maybe, you know, Bob and Mac can have a conversation about Cam Ward.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.